Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas. Welcome to There's a Walk for That. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a simple daily habit that transformed my health and my happiness. From easing stress to boosting your energy, there really is a walk for that. Each week, I explore the power of walking and share simple tips to help you make it part of your day. And I bring you our trail mix, three songs chosen by my guests to reflect their life and their passions. I've got something special for you too. My book, Walk Yourself Wonderful, is launching soon. If you're interested in discovering a powerful daily practice that works in harmony with your body's natural design to help you go from frazzled and fatigued to fit and full of joy, then find me on Facebook or Instagram at Feel Good Walk. Just DM me the word joy to join the waiting list and get the book before its official release at half price. So let's get on with the show.
Yourself wonderful. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Walk yourself wonderful.
Hey, welcome to today's show. So it's a beautiful day here in the UK, and I thought I'd just try recording this episode outside because it's so gorgeous, and so much of what I talk about is about getting outside to have your walk or simply just to sit outside and be in nature, notice the colours and the movements and the shapes and the sounds. So yeah, welcome to my garden. This is where I'm sitting. It's in a place called Croydon, which is in London. So you might hear some traffic sounds or sirens, the sounds of the city. But even so, for me, being outside is where I come alive. It's where my body comes alive. It's where my senses come alive. And I really notice when I'm inside how dead it feels. We're just not being nourished. And so even in London, which is a big, busy city, there are plenty of places, there are plenty of parks where you can go and let nature do her thing, reduce your cortisol, boost your dopamine and your serotonin, give you joy, exercise your body. So hope you enjoy the birds. So in today's episode, well, really it's for those moments when your body is not feeling its best, you know, when it gives you like a little nudge, when it just doesn't feel right. So maybe it's feeling that stiffness when you get out of bed in the morning. Maybe it's your knees, like, creaking or aching when you go upstairs. Maybe it's, okay, I've done this, like, catching my reflection and thinking, whoa, really? What has happened? So, you know, well, that moment that you go to do something that used to feel easy and suddenly it doesn't. So those small accumulating signs. Now, I want to tell you a little story about what happened to me, really, and why I started my daily walking journey. So I want you just to relax while I tell you this little story. I want you to imagine it's 4 a.m., so there I am, I'm lying in bed and I'm literally unable to move. And this is what happened next, and it ended up changing really the direction of my life. So there I was, 4 a.m. in that, you know, that silent hour, that dark hour when only insomniacs, and in my case foxes, plenty of foxes here, and people who really need to go to the loo are awake. And I'm in that third category. But there's just one problem, which is I cannot move without extreme pain because my sciatica has decided to stage a full-scale rebellion. And every tiny movement sends pain shooting through my body. So I'm lying there, it's dark, I'm like deep breathing, like a stressed yoga instruction, you know, trying to breathe into the pain and relax my muscles, but nothing is working. And so I'm like thinking, okay, maybe if I lie completely still, you know, maybe I just won't need to go to the loo anymore. But no, that doesn't work. So I like just have to get out of bed. I have to face the pain. And really, this is what I was thinking. I was imagining my future. Like, if this is me now, I was 59 when this happened. If this is me now, like, what am I going to be like in my 60s? What am I going to be like in my 70s? I'm going to be less mobile. I'm not going to be independent. My world will be getting smaller. And I'm like, is this the beginning, right? Is this the beginning? And, you know, I always have that image, right? Well, I think I do, like capable, I'm together, you know, I can do life, right? But right now I'm just like, I can't even get out of bed. So this is literally what I do eventually. I slide onto the floor and I crawl to the bathroom. I literally crawl. I haul myself up onto the loo. It's like climbing Everest. I collapse and like, whew, relief. And then I start crying because suddenly this doesn't feel like a one-off. It feels like a warning. So welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. Maybe you haven't had a 4 a.m. moment quite like that, but let me ask you this. Have you ever noticed your body feeling like just a little bit stiffer than it used to, taking a bit longer to warm up in the morning, avoiding certain movements because you're not quite sure how they'll feel? I remember walking with my sister and she was like jumping from stone to stone. And I just remember thinking, I can't jump like that because I don't think my knees are going to support me. And maybe your back niggles after sitting too long or your shoulders feel permanently tight. And you find yourself thinking, I really need to do something about this, but life just carries on. And the thing is, most of these changes don't arrive dramatically. They kind of creep in, don't they? A little more sitting, a little less movement, a little more convenience, a little more comfort, a little less care, until finally your body like taps you on the shoulder and says, hello, this is not working, we need to talk.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. So when that happened to me, I really thought, this is me getting older. This is it. This is the beginning of the end. But that just isn't true. A lot of what we experience as getting older isn't just about age. It's about movement, or more accurately, it's about lack of movement. Because our bodies are designed to move regularly. Our joints need movement to stay lubricated. Our muscles need use to stay strong. Our spines especially thrive on gentle, consistent motion. And so when we sit for long periods, everything starts to stiffen, muscles tighten, circulation slows, and the nervous system becomes more sensitive to pain. There's a phrase that I read somewhere, which is, sitting is the new smoking. I just love that phrase because it kind of tells it as it is. But the really interesting thing is that pain doesn't always mean damage. Often it's just your body saying, I'm not happy with how little we're moving. Walking can actually start to reverse all of that. It increases blood flow. It reduces inflammation. It helps the brain dial down pain signals. And it does something else that is so needed in these times. It calms our nervous system. Because when you're stressed and overwhelmed and constantly like on, your body tightens, you know, your shoulders are up, your jaw is clenched, your breathing is shallow. And walking, especially outside, especially in nature, you know, that's what I would say is the real golden nugget. Walking in nature tells your body you're safe. And when your body feels safe, it starts to relax. And there's also strong evidence that's beginning to emerge that regular walking supports brain health, reducing the risk of cognitive decline, improving memory, and lifting mood. So it's not just about your back, it's not just about your knees, it's about your whole system. So welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. I'm sitting in my garden, inviting you to imagine this beautiful day. It's a lovely spring day in the UK. We've got blue sky. I've got a little pear tree in my garden that is full of white blossom. Got some bees buzzing around. The last of the daffodils. Got some blackbirds flying around. And this is London, right? So I'm not in the countryside. This is London. We're very, very lucky in London to have so much nature. So this is There's a Walk for That, where we talk about the benefits for your mental health, for your physical health, of walking. So I've been talking about what happened to me when I had like a moment of truth in the middle of the night when my sciatica was so bad. It was excruciatingly painful just to get up and go to the loo. And that was the moment when I just thought, I cannot carry on like this. I've got a choice. I can ignore this, which is what I'd been doing for a few years. Or I could choose to respond. And I guess it had got that bad that I chose to respond. And what I did was I started walking every single day, every single day. And that's really where a whole transformation started for me, not just in my body, because my backache disappeared really quickly, like within 7 days. My sciatica disappeared. But then I also discovered my nervous system settling down. That's not how I talked about it to myself. It's just that I noticed I was calm. Like stuff would happen and I didn't get stressed. I didn't get angry. I didn't get riled up. I didn't want to throw the computer out of the window. I just like handled it calmly. And that was new for me. And also, I just started to feel so happy because every day I was exposing myself to the birds, to the trees, to the grass, you know, to the beautiful sounds of nature and to wonder, to the wonder. I just would love to invite you to take a walk with me. And so for this next section of the show, you might want to just listen to it if you're not able to walk. But if you are able to walk, then chuck your headphones in and put your shoes on because we are going to go for a little walk together. So hopefully you're listening to this when you're actually walking and we can walk together. It's always beautiful to walk together. And hopefully this can give you a bit of motivation and some new things to do when you're walking. So a lot of people think going for a walk is just going for a walk, right? We don't need to think about it. But there's so many different things that you can do on a walk, which is great to know about if you want to walk every day. And walking every day is really how you get the transformational benefits of walking. So I want you to join me in my little walk. Do some of these activities with me. So this is not the open countryside, it's just an urban park, and you may be able to hear traffic in the background. But there's also some trees here and bushes and birds. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to see if we can find a nice quiet place, and we're going to do a little body scan. So find yourself a quiet space, and if you're happy to do so, just close your eyes. And I want you to scan your body from your feet upwards. So to begin with, let's really focus on our feet. See if you can really feel the ground against your feet. Maybe you can gently sway your body. Maybe that will help you get in touch with how the ground feels under your shoes. And then when you've done that, just see if you can bring your awareness up your legs. Maybe you can feel your trousers against your skin. And then through the main part of your body, your thorax, your stomach, your chest and your neck. And just see if you're holding any tension, if there may be pain, especially a lot of us who sit down a lot, you might have pain in your shoulders and your neck, maybe in your hips, your knees. But perhaps you don't have any pain. And if that's the case, just try and really focus on each part of your body as if you could feel the cells inside. And as if you can feel the air against your skin, perhaps on your hands, perhaps on your cheek or your forehead. Perhaps your hair is moving in the wind. Sink into that lovely feeling. I often feel it as a lovely sort of dissolving feeling, as if my boundaries are just dissolving and I'm dissolving into the air around me. And kind of expanding as if I could just float away. It's tempting just to stand forever, really. It's so beautiful. But if you're ready, let's start walking. And see if you can keep that attention on your feet. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese master Zen, or I should say Zen master, right? has a beautiful phrase: walk as if you are kissing the earth.
walk as if you were kissing the earth. So especially if you're feeling stressed, like life is such a hurry. We have so much to do in every single day. But this is your opportunity to slow down. Give yourself permission to slow down and walk as if your feet are kissing the earth. Slow down. Be in the moment. And you'll realize that each moment is infinite. And as you slow down, you might start to notice things that you haven't noticed before. So again, give yourself permission to really look. So I've actually stopped. And this is what I find happens. The more I look, the more I want to go more slowly because there's so much to see. This grass that you would think is just so boring, it's just green grass, but watching each blade move in the wind and how there's clover also mixed in with the grass. So birdsong is one of those things in nature that lowers our cortisol. 6 minutes of birdsong is enough. So I don't know if you caught that, but a starling just flew past and I could hear the flutter of its wings. So beautiful. So I hope wherever you're walking, you're also looking and listening and going nice and slowly. Blackbird. Feeling your feet against the path. Feeling the breeze on your skin. Looking at the colours. Got some bluebells just ahead of me. That lovely purpley blue colour. Again, you're giving yourself permission to slow down. So many times people say to me, I don't have time to walk. And when you really look at that statement, it's crazy. It's like saying you don't have time to look after your nervous system. You don't have time for joy in your life. You don't have time for health. And I get it. I get it. That was me before my backache and my sciatica was so bad that I had to do something about it. Wherever you are, I'd invite you to look up. What's the sky looking like? Are there any trees? Look for movement. Is there any movement around you? So I can see the trees moving slightly. It's a very slight breeze today. I can see a little white butterfly fluttering around the brambles. I can see some birds darting amongst the branches. I can see the movement of the grass. Oh, there's a little wasp or something. And just something about repetition, I want to say, because sometimes if I say to people, walk every day, they're like, wouldn't that be boring? We can't repeat a moment exactly the same. Whatever it is we're doing every single day, it's never exactly the same. And this is true for a walk. So you may go for a walk every day, but it's never going to be boring. Not if you're using your eyes and your ears and your feelings, because it'll always be different. You'll be different. There'll be subtle differences around you that you can tune into. The birds will be singing differently. You will react differently. No walk is the same. And like any skill, the more you walk, the more you tune in to the abundance of nature around you. So don't be worried about repetition. Don't think repetition is boring. Repetition is an opportunity to experience the same thing differently. And that is what I would call an adventure.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, currently sitting in my garden on a beautiful spring day in London, UK, where I decided to record today's show. Partly because I hope you can hear some of the sounds of the outdoors and just get some of that feeling of being outside, which I hope will inspire you to walk outside. And of course, we have just been on a walk, so I hope you enjoyed the guided walk that I just led you on. And if you are listening to this in a place where you can't have a walk, then, you know, just next time you are ready for a walk, just have a listen to that as you go. So I'll let you into a little secret. So I used to live in a place called Chichester, which is a very pretty town in the South Downs, which is a beautiful area in the UK, which has lovely hills, rolling hills and little woods, and also by the sea, so a fantastic place for walking. I moved back to London a few months ago, and about 4 weeks ago, I realised my back pain was coming back. And I was feeling sluggish, and my energy levels were dipping, and I wasn't feeling happy. I was feeling like not unhappy, just not happy, you know, just okay, just like okay. And I realized I wasn't walking every day. So I set myself a little daily walking challenge. And if you are like me, if you would like a little bit of motivation, a bit of accountability to help you walk every day, then come and check me out. It's really nothing that's complicated. I'm just walking every single day at 7 a.m. UK time in my local park, and I'm doing a tiny little reel on Facebook. So come and find me on Facebook. If you just look me up, Harriet Susan Thomas. That's my name on Facebook. Yeah, and maybe that will like give you some motivation also to get out every day, because it's a lot easier when you're not doing it by yourself. And it's fine to go for a walk every now and again. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if you want to get the transformation, if you want your body to feel like it's working properly, and P.S. I don't just mean how it looks, although walking is really, really good for your muscle tone and for your weight, but I mean how it feels, how it's actually working. Like walking is really good, for example, for your digestion. So if you're having any problems with your digestion, a daily walk or several walks throughout the day will really help. And actually that's what I do. I go for a morning walk in the morning at 7 a.m., and then I normally go for an afternoon walk and I go for an evening walk. And personally, my goal is 10,000 steps. That's my personal goal. It doesn't have to be your goal. But I find helping a goal is good for my motivation. It means if I've only got to 8,000 steps, I just get myself out to do another 2,000 steps. So it's just something that helps to motivate me. So welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. If simple is what you need right now, then I'm here to tell you there really is a walk for that. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed being in my garden with me. I've really enjoyed speaking to you here. It's really beautiful to just be sitting outside. My nervous system is just calming down just as I'm here. So Thank you for allowing me to be in my garden, and I hope you enjoyed our walk together. Until next week, maybe I'll see you on Facebook. You can also check me out at Instagram. My handle there is Feel Good Walk, and I will also be logging my walks on Instagram. So whether it's Facebook, Harriet Susan Thomas, or Instagram, Feel Good Walk, you'll get my daily walk updates there. I hope that will help you to maintain a daily walking practice that really will transform your life. Just give it some weeks. It's amazing the difference. And if you do that, and if you do see the difference, then please get in touch, comment on my Facebook or on my Instagram. Let me know how it's going. I would really love to hear from you. Until then, happy walking.